Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Sometimes scams can work fast, much faster than efforts to track them down and stop them. This is especially true with scams aimed at seniors, a vulnerable group of people who are often targeted. That's why a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers is working on a bill directing the Attorney General to establish ongoing communications with the Department of Aging and Rehabilitative Services about scams. The bill was introduced by Republican Senator Mark Obenchain of Harrisonburg.
We have seniors who are losing somewhere between $50 million and $1 billion a year to financial exploitation. It's tough to keep track of. It's tough to protect these people, but we need to do a better job of doing that.
He's working with Democratic Senator Jennifer Boisco of Herndon.
I've worked for years to protect our seniors so that they can stay here in community and be not exploited. This is a nonpartisan issue. We should be working together on this. It's one of the times when Senator Obenchain and I see eye to eye on public policy.
The bill has now passed the House and Senate, and it's on its way to the governor's desk. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.